Good morning. Today is November 29th, and it's 2021. This year has been crazy for me. The last couple years have been crazy for me. How do I explain this? The divine and the creator of the universe have finally let me go free from the wandering, lost, and alone. Like I have been for so many years. So basically, this is my new podcast, starting fresh into work, because I was still battling my demons when I tried it before and I had no idea what I was doing. But I finally went back and actually listened to some of that shit that I was saying. Excuse me, sorry. I'm a little sick right now. Not really sick, but I don't have COVID. I just have a... I just have a lot of mucus in my throat, so I sound like I'm a little hoarse or raspy, whatever. It is what it is. It's just giving me a smooth jazz. But no, actually, so this podcast now, I'm still going to let you guys know my first one, the first podcast I ever made. That's going to be, but this is take two. What I'm going to do now is, said those days that I was battling my demons, I'm literally going to take all of them, because I would record for 20 or 30 minutes at a time just my feelings on how I felt about that situation over and over and over again, trying to mix different words. I thought I was rapping. No, I was getting my feelings out. I was talking in tongues, basically. And I thought I was great. I thought I was amazing. And, you know, I'm not that great. But, I mean, I'm getting better. But I was embarrassed about myself. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all, I have all of these recordings. And this started in, I think it was March or April of 2020. And it's been going on since then. Until last year. I pretty much recorded my life when I needed to get my feelings out. Basically, this is 29 years of repressed emotions and feelings about certain situations that I have just held back. And when I let that beach ball go, because, you know, you put a beach ball underwater, Mike says it best, what happens when you put a beach ball underwater? It explodes. Well, that's what you're going to do if you hold your feelings in. This is me exploding. But each day I'm going to go through, I'm going to pick a day, and I will just post each segment. Excuse me. Will be me back in that day. Like, literally, I'll pick the day and be like, oh, and this is me battling Debbie on that day, or me battling my stepdad, or me battling whatever situation or feelings that I had that I didn't get out and I was angry about. Well, now I did. I was still doing that. Now I'm very just laid back and chill, and I just say it how I feel it. I don't hold things in anymore. Literally just, I'll tell you if I don't like you, or tell you how I feel. Because it's not worth getting repressed anger again. And don't worry, I still have more battles to do. I mean, I still have more shit I need to get out. I just think that there might be a better way for me to do it. I've been writing a lot and journaling a lot. And the divine has been helping me a lot.
I am very big into healing crystals. And the master, the creator, master of the universe, Alana Fairchild, her deck saved my life. But I have to give credit to also
the crystal tarot deck. It's a tarot card deck. And it came with healing crystals, three of them. I have to look, get up and actually look who the box is by. But it's cold and I'm laying in my bed, so. It's Wisconsin, you know, it happens. It's getting to be that time of year. Ouch. Oh, my knee hurts. But, so, what really got me started was something. I got a gift card to Barnes & Noble. And I wanted a new tarot deck, or cards. I've always been interested in it. And sure enough, I saw this crystal tarot deck, and I thought about it. All right, sure, I'll order it. It was very cheap too. I think it was only $15, not even. It is by Crystal Energy Tarot, and it is by Philip Permut, or Premut. Sorry if I butchered your name, Sarah. Great tarot deck. Great. Probably the healing crystals. And from healing crystals, my healing truly began. And that didn't even happen. I had so many different things happen to me prior to that with trying to write my music. And thinking that I'm going to be so big and bad for a rapper. I do like to freestyle, don't get me wrong. I mean, I can drop some shit real quick on the top of my head. Like, I know I can spit, but it's not one of my... It's not my top priority right now. The divine has shown me other ways that I might be better at than just doing music. Because I want to do music. I'm going to get my message out there. But along with that, there's other things that I'm going to do. And that's amazing to have that, like, because music's been one of my goals, and it lit my fire again. It all started when Upchurch and Katie Knowles, the scandal, and she talked about, she felt molested and dirty and violated, and it lit my fire, because, like, bitch, you think that's what it is? Because your boyfriend grabbed your boob when you're sleeping and holds you? Well, then, you got nothing coming. I'll tell you about what it feels like to have all those things. Because I had those things happen to me when I was a child. And that began my journey. So thank you, Katie. I know I wrote you, I mean, I probably could find it. I wrote you not a notebook, but a little journal. Roast. From page to page. Days. I was working on that thing for days. Probably made absolutely no fucking sense. But you lit something inside of me. And I said, thank you. And now here I am. And it's not just about me. It's not about that. It's something so much bigger and greater. Because our world is very, very scary. People are cold and mean as fuck out there. And you know what? If you're blind to it and you don't know your surroundings, it could happen to you. And if you think it's just a conspiracy theory, it definitely could happen to you. Because human trafficking, sex trafficking, organ harvesting, all that stuff is real. It's not a conspiracy theory. No one's doing anything about it. Well, I mean, they're doing very minimal. Not as much as what they should be to stop it. And that's truly how I feel. They have more task force out there looking for a substance than they do for people that feel human emotions. And then if they're lucky enough to get away from that, they probably are going to use that substance to block those feelings that they just had for all the trauma they just went through. Trust me, I've been doing it for 29 years. Well, not 29 whole years, but yes, it's been that many years that I was abused in my life, so I mean, I haven't been using like that for that many years, but yeah. When I was younger, I was able to block it out for when I was a kid. After it stopped, I just kind of suppressed it a little bit. And then I remembered. And now I'll never forget. But I'll also never be silent about it either. Because you can't be silent. That only keeps it going. That keeps them able to keep doing this to these children and these women and these bad boys. I don't know. Whoever they are. Whoever is getting hurt or molested or trafficked or don't harvest it. It keeps, the silence keeps it going. Break the silence. I am, make the wave, bring the change. I love that. Break the silence, make the wave, bring the change. And I think that's going to be one of my sayings. I'm just thinking, I don't want to sound like I'm scatterbrained right now. So that's why I'll probably have a couple of different pauses. Because you know what? I have actual things I want to talk about. And if you did listen to my podcast before, I know I was wild, crazy, and wildin' and this and that. But I've calmed down quite a bit since then. I'm trying to do this real. And I'm trying, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I think I figured out how I'm going to do it this time. But just to let you guys know, I have probably 400 or 500 hours of rap songs. I mean, one of my recording sessions is like 4 hours long. That one will just be an episode in itself, but I don't know how I'll do it. Maybe I'll just break it down into parts, pause it. But I really think that would be a good look. It is someone that is actually battling their demons. Because everyone says they battle their demons, but you don't know how. And for ones that don't know how, this is how I did it. Maybe you can get help from it too. Nothing ever else worked for me. I mean, I do see a therapist. And I have a psychiatrist, but nothing really seems to work. I love it. You have to find the right one. I love my counselor. She's great. But the healing crystals and the divine, that's what's truly helping me. It's truly making me fight for what I want. And my divine purpose and what I truly feel in my soul. So I'm going to let you guys know right off the bat, I had a meeting with the creator of the universe. I didn't know it was a meeting yet, but I did. I had a meeting on January 4th, 2021. It was a Monday. And it was during my second surgery on my knee that it was a manipulation surgery. So basically what happened was I played chicken with a tree on an ATV. And I tore every ligament but one in August. I had an 8-hour surgery on September. And my knee was literally hanging on by a string. I had one ligament holding it together. So literally a string was holding me. I was hanging on by a string. Now, I healed great from that, but my knee was stuck at 77 degrees. No matter what I did, it would not go more. It would not bend more than that. So he went back in and it cleaned up some scar tissue and stuff with the manipulation surgery. And basically what it is he forced my knee to bend from 77 degrees to 120 degrees. Like, he broke up all his cartridge. Like, yeah. He knocked me out, and then he bent my knee, is what he did. But when doing that, it was 7 a.m., probably 6, 7, and I went in for an anesthesia, whatever. And I went to Camp Manabosho. I don't know if you want to say it. I traveled through planes or worlds. I don't know. I don't know what you want to say. But all I know is that I went to Camp Nenobosho. And Camp Nenobosho was the only place I ever felt like home when I was a child. And everything, I was going through all my shit and all the trauma and abuse. It's the only place I felt like I could be myself. It was my home. I loved that place. I went every single week. Went every summer for a week. And I've been there since I was 18, 17. So that was 17 years ago. And I was sitting on a bench, and I never saw a face. I never looked at him. But I had a conversation. He let me know that I'm here for a reason. And if I keep trying to come back to before my time is, he's just going to keep sending me back and tell me it's not my time. he thinks that 11 tries is enough. Now he decided to step in and he had to let me know because I'm not getting the hint. Tell me that I'm the one that's going to speak the truth. And that I'm not going to back down. And I'm going to be the one to make the change or help make the change. And, sorry, it's very emotional for me because it's so, it's amazing how I was, you know, I'm still healing, and I started really healing, and I started doing my music at that point, and this is when I started to really battle some of those demons. And I'm healing up both on the inside and outside, and he told me that I'm strong enough now. I'm strong enough that I can do this. That's why he couldn't save me as a child. I had to go through what I had to go through to be the one to stand up and say what needs to be said and not give us what anyone cares about what they think or what they have to say. Those experiences are the ones that made me strong, made me tough, and made me into the boss-ass bitch that I am today. So Betty Through Be Black means Betty is for beauty. Because she's a boss bitch and a beast. And then she's black. And then black isn't cheap. She's just 5 Bs. It literally is just 5 Bs if you think Betty 3B black. And, Betty is a boss bitch and a beast. Black isn't cheap. Boss bitch and a beast. And black isn't cheap. She's just 5 Bs. But I mean, as you can add bubbles and boobs in there if you really want. We can, and three. We can make it 8 Bs, whatever. I can go all the way to 10. I start writing some music like that, and I can just keep adding Bs if I need to. I don't have to just be 3 Bs or 5 Bs. But for this year, 5 Bs is good for me. Okay, back to the Divine Grace. Betty is the alias that I went on when I started my journey, when I went on the run from the police in February of 2020, at the beginning of COVID. That's when all this began. Oh no, technically with Katie Knoll, I'm sorry. But my true healing, like, shit hit the fan, and I started really battling some demons on the road. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was transforming into something. And I said I was Betty. Because Black Betty, Betty Black, Black Betty had a child and the damn thing went wild. So I was Betty Black. You know, you gotta flip a job and reverse it like Missy Elliott. I love Missy Elliott. I think she's a great artist. I think that she's not getting enough clout and recognition for how fast she can spit her rhymes. Honestly. Missy, we love you. I'm just going to say that. I do talk about artists. I love music. Today is... it was the 29th. On Thursday, because it's Monday, I'm going to see Jelly Roll. And now, in some of these podcast, you will hear me spit my shit, but I got Jelly Roll and Struggle Jennings playing in the background. They coached me through it. I was going off their beats, and I was spitting my shit about this and that, but I was listening to their music, and they were helping me battle these demons. They're part of my soul tribe. Their lyrics got me through. And that is how powerful music is to me. It's the only thing that's never left me. And that's honestly the truth on that one. But I'm not worried about that because I literally am so much fun that I can just talk to myself and it'll be okay. I'm adapted. I hope everyone is having a great day. Today's been a great day so far. I just wanted to jump on here and let you guys know, give you a little heads up. And then after this segment is going to be my first segment. And that's going to be the one explaining about how much abuse and stuff I have had. Because I thought that first podcast was okay. Just explaining to y'all what is going down. Because that's still about what's going to go down. I just want you to know that some of this stuff, I have no idea what I'm going to be saying. But that's how I felt about the situation. And it bottled up inside of me. I mean, some of these situations that I'm letting these feelings out happened when I was 8 or 9 or 10. So you're talking 20 years of repent anger building up inside me. It blew me up like a bubble. Literally, and I had to pop that bitch. And air it out in here. And I had to keep popping all these bubbles inside myself and letting the air out to finally calm the fuck down and realize that I was just... Whew, I was a hot mess. But if I can figure out how to write some of it into a song, I'd have some amazing music. I just write it like a story and I just keep writing. So I'll just keep journaling instead and I'll make my memoirs. And if anyone wants to help me write some music, hit me up on a line. I know we have the messages or this and that. I'm not good at it. But I can journal and I have great experiences, so that's how I feel about that. And if I had lyrics and this beat, oh, I can kill some shit. Like, I got you. But me trying to make it on my own, I like writing music, or trying to, but it always sounds better when I'm writing it down than it does when it's actually coming out of my mouth after I'm rereading it. But progress, not perfection, right? Mm-hmm. Have a blessed day. I am with love and the divine grace. I hope you know that the universe out there loves you and you reap what you sow. Karma is real and the universe is not out to get you unless you are really not a good person. Then I don't know what the universe is going to do with you. All I know is the universe loves me, and I love them, and the divine is amazing. And Atlantic Fairchild, I thank you. I actually just sent my an email to y'all, because I want to do your enroll in your healing course, online course, but it's $1,800, and I don't have that kind of money. I can't do that. I don't know, if I could do a scholarship or something, then yeah. I mean, but I can't even get a loan for that at the moment. And I can't budget it. So, that is my goal for 2020, is to figure out a way that I can get to enroll in the Atlanta Fairchild crystals. Because it's the deck that all this started with, is the deck that is her deck. It's the Crystal Mandela. And that's what they use Charun healing course. I'm very, very bad at pronouncing those kind of things. I like try to sound them out. I'm horrible at sounding things out. So it just comes out whenever. I talk in my own tongues. I make shit up. That's what it is to me. I'm sorry. But, so yeah. From here on out, I just want to let you guys know that it's going to be a little different for my podcast, and I might be deleting the rest of mine. In fact, I think I'm going to start over. I'm going to start a fresh page and take all my other stuff out and do times two. Take two. Because this is my mulligan. If I don't get it right on this time, then I guess the podcast is not in the works for me. And I had to... I will talk about my life a little bit, but not as much as battling the demons, because I think that's what it should be more for. Oh, don't get me wrong. Some of this shit's going to be fucking hilarious. Like, you're going to laugh your ass off. Because I laugh my ass. Like, I'd beat red. And I'm sitting in my friend's living room. But, oh my God. Holy shit. Oh, guess that's how I felt about that one. Damn. Like, just spitting some shit. Like, I'm angry. I let it all come out. I held nothing back. So, enjoy. And, if you need help battling your demons, let me know. I'm always down for a fight. Hey, universe, or world. Not universe, you're the world. I hope you have a great day. And be kind. And I'm not trying to sound like Ellen. I just say, be kind to one another and look out for each other. And Betty's out. But she's coming back. And I had a fucking squirrel moment. I never finished telling you about my goddamn knee. Thing with the, what happened with the creator of the universe. Wow. Tangent over. So anyway, long story short, me and I'm going to call him the creator because I don't know, God, whatever, higher power, whatever you want to say, whoever created the universe, yeah, that's why I got to meet with the big man upstairs, okay, guys? No joke. Think I'm crazy? I don't give a fuck. Think I'm crazy. Like, the universe speaks to you, and it's telling me things. And he told me that. And I didn't believe it for a while, but when I came back out of that anesthesia, it was bad. I couldn't feel my teeth. I had to ask him if my teeth were still there. I was so uncomfortable with my energy. It was something like an out-of-body experience that I felt coming back when I came out of that anesthesia. Like, I had traveled through planes or worlds, or that, I mean, it affected me to the fact that I went to my girl's house. I had my friend who I was friends with, but wasn't really good friends with. She brought me to, she came and picked me up. Like, I was bad. I had to leave my house because my energy was so bad in here. I didn't have sage at the time. I wasn't into all that healing crystal stuff yet. That was just the beginning. But I remember that I was at Camp Red Bull Show in the dream. Manipulation went great. My healing began. Now, he told me that, you know, obviously stop trying to kill myself because I've tried to kill myself many, many times. He said 11. I think it was more than that. But no one's that bad at it. There's a reason I'm here now. I've not tried to take my life since that day. Now, the next night, so when I was at my girl's house, I got in touch with one of my favorite artists, and it's Adam Calhoun on Snapchat, and I wanted to ask him, I got stuck on writing a song, and I wanted to ask him how he got out of that funk if he was writing a song, and he just couldn't figure out what he did. That's all I wanted to ask him. And, like, it came out way bigger because I was manic at the time. So, yeah, my son. And he was going to call me. So I was going to have, I panicked. Because all of a sudden it was like I rapped. And I'm writing a song and I write, oh, can you rap? Like, I was on Percocets. I had some wine. And you know what? Long story short, it's 2 days after my surgery, yes, I did talk to Adam Calhoun. No, I've never even released anything for music. Yes, I got him on the phone, and I felt like I failed. I felt like I lost my shot. I was so upset because he dismissed it, and he made me question if I could or not, and of course I can. Yeah, the fuck I can. I can do anything I put my mind to, but I was so starstruck that he was like my Michael Jackson to my music at this point. Like, he was the GOAT. Like, Adam, don't get me wrong, I still think you're a GOAT, but I look at you very differently, and I apologize if you ever hear this, but you're gonna hear me fucking manifest about you one night. I think I did like 30 recordings. Yeah, I was pissed. And I let my feelings out, but I let it out very, very quickly. Within that next month, I let go of that anger. I just look at you differently now. And it was all because he had to go to a chiropractor appointment. He said, "I'll call you back." And I said, "Thank you for your time, sir." You know, he said, he's not going to call me back. He said, no, girl, I'm going to call you back. I'm like, he's like, "I promise." And I said, "Okay, well, if you promise, you better, because that means something to me." And he never called me back. So it put me in the bad taste in my mouth, because it's like, you don't, all of a sudden, not only did my favorite artist just fucking dodge or like dismiss me, but I didn't even ask the question that I wanted to ask. And then it was like, you know, wait, does he really do as he says? He just does that? Like, is any of his music true? And I was in a fucked up spot in my head. And when you're manic and like that type of shit. So I went, started drinking wine. I don't remember going to the Silver Spur in downtown Darboy, my favorite. But I did. And I, I don't remember leaving either. But supposedly I decided to walk home. On January 6th, the temperature was 23 degrees outside, and the wind chill was probably like 5. Now, I live, literally, it's 2 turns. Well, 3, technically, if you have to turn onto my street. It's like a Z to get to the spur from my house. And I remember getting to where Buchanan and N are, and I looked down on the sidewalk, and I thought I saw there were, like, people, like, underneath the ice, because it was, like, a bunch of ice and snow built up because of the streets. I swear to God, I thought I saw bodies in there, and I freaked out, and I ran, and I screamed. I remember that part. And then the next thing I remember is walking, just, I'm so cold, I just want to go home. I'm so cold. And then for some reason, I don't know how I got back there. It's like 5 or 6. I got lost on my way home. And I was in someone's backyard, about 4 or 5 streets away from my house. And I fell, my knee. I just had my knee surgery. And I started screaming. And someone called 911. And the police officer, I heard him say, hello. I'm like, hello. And I came out of it. So I was just laying in the snow dying. I was a half an hour away from death when they found me of hypothermia. Another half hour, I would have been dead. I didn't love myself enough. I was dying because I felt like I missed my shot over talking to an artist. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm not going to, I don't want to die over that. I also feel that was the creator of the universe telling me that, okay, you're done wandering, lost and alone, and forever. You have done it for the last 17 years. I was very lost when I was 18 because of shit that happened with my stepmom, and you'll hear about it. But I was lost and broken. I'm healed now. I'm healing now. So I'm not lost and broken anymore. I think that me seeing those dead bodies underneath the ice and me walking that lost, that while around and almost dying of that death of hypothermia. But he saved me. For some reason, he saved me. And you know what? That's all I need. That was me symbolizing that I'm done being lost and broken in this world. I found who I am. I've kind of figured out what I'm going to be doing. I haven't figured out, like, to the total extent yet, but I have a pretty good goddamn idea of what the fuck I'm going to do with this lifetime. And that's help break the silence, make the waves, bring the change. And 3 more B's. Break the silence. Bring the waves. Make the waves. I'm sorry. BMB. Make the change. Make the waves. We'll just bounce the waves. There we go. Now we got 3 B's. Okay. Break the silence. Bounce the waves. Bring the change. I'll have to look up different ways to say that for making waves. Oh, breaking waves. There you go. Break the silence. Bring the waves. Bring the change. I'm working on it. Not going to manifest about it right now. But I am going to let you know that, you know, that's what I want. That's what I'm supposed to do in this life. That is exactly what I'm supposed to do because, guess what? He told me so. I went through all that shit in my life was so that I could help these people realize that and help change it for future ones. But either helping heal them or helping them relate or something along those lines. I'm not afraid to put a target on my back. Because you know what? I observe my surroundings. I know a lot more than people think I do. And I'm not just some dumb fucking blonde. Or stupid, ignorant fucking person. I'm not just a bubbles with a head full of air. I'm a smart-ass fucking bitch. And I might get a little manic and excited at times and not think things through before I do. Doesn't mean that I'm not smart. I know my worth. I know what I can bring and I know what I can do. So if you don't care, if you don't see it, then fuck you. I do. I don't care. I'll prove it. That's why I'm a divine rebel. And that is one of the things that when I finally went to Camp Animal Show in July 31st of this year. Oh, wait, let me go back. July 5th, my daughter's birthday, actually. Tripping on some shrooms, and I had not been able to move past the first time that I was molested. And I couldn't fully remember exactly everything that happened, because at one point it just went black. And I remembered fully what happened while tripping on shrooms. And my friend coached me through it. And I healed from it. And now I feel great. I don't have to think about it anymore. Because I don't have to worry or wonder. Now I'm ready to talk about this shit. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to stand up and screaming from the fucking rooftops. It can't hurt me anymore. Because now I know. And that's when I found the healing crystals. And I just got my healing crystals at the beginning of July. The Reiki stones. I got the Reiki stones. I had a couple of healing crystals because I got in the tarot deck in May. So that's the progress we're on for my divine journey, just in case you're wondering. Then I ordered the deck from Atlanta Fairchild, the Crystal Mandela. I don't know why I picked that one. I was looking at decks for our Ursula card decks and tarot cards for probably 3 hours one night. And I kept going back to that one, and finally I just bought it. And thank God I did. I had no idea that it actually had healing stuff in it. That's exactly what I was looking for. Something that will actually heal you. Gives you the incantations to say. It gives you the prayers to say. The affirmation, like, it is worded amazingly, and I can't believe it. She did this deck in 9 days. 9 days she wrote this deck. It's amazing. 9 years old is what it was when it's when I stopped. When the sexual abuse stopped. When I was 9. And she did it in 9 days. To me, that's a sign. Numbers don't lie. numbers are signs. Just like the 5th of July. I had a revelation. I was 5 years old when that happened. Yeah, numbers don't lie. The night that I almost died of hypothermia. 23 degrees, guess what? It was 5. It was on the morning of the... It was on the 6th and the 7th that this happened. So it was 5, 6, 7. And on the 8th, I met my probation officer. Told her what was up. And that's when I decided I was going to make a change. And I did. Five, six, seven, eight. You're going to be fucking straight. So where are we now? Oh yeah, so 31st, right? My buddy Ryan, we decided to go on a fucking adventure. And he drives me up to Camden on a show. Because I've been wondering now, gnawing in the back of my mind, you know, if this dream that I had, if it was really a dream. Because it's being so vivid. It's so vivid. And it was like a conversation I had. Like, I remember it. And I'm actually remembering more and more. Like, it's amazing. And, I was so worried about being crazy when I, to be like, yeah, when I talked to him, I met with the master of the universe. People look at you like you're fucking dumb. Well, no, I'm dead serious. Like, other people have had this stuff happen. It's not just me. If you believe in the divine, the sacred, or you get it. You're my people. I love my soul tribe. That's probably why I am a divine rebel. Anyway, so we go to Canada Bowl Show. Now, where we met, I call it my inspiration point because it's on the bay at Wowie Lake at Camp Naps where you look over the bay and it's beautiful. And sure shit, I get there, it's like 7. I went to go try and find someone and let them know, hey, I'm just going to go do this reading real quick with this Ursula deck and just see what the universe tells me. See, I had this dream, you know. I would explain all of it. You know, they probably would have thought it was a Saturday morning. There was campers there. Guess what? When in the dining hall, there's a car there, but there's no one to be found. So then I go down, and I walk, and they have a different inspiration point. There's a sleeping bag there. I'm like, this is not right. This is not where I was. I was down at my inspiration point. And I went down there, and guess what? They're sitting a bench in the exact same spot that what it was in my memory. To the point that my initials are carved into the fucking goddamn tree to the right of it. And that's how I know. Because I carved my initials in that tree. When I was 17 as a CIT, because I didn't know if I was coming back next year. So I'd always be, that would always be my home. I was coming home. I had been there for 17 years, guess what? My initials were still there, it was really fucking cool. And I sat down, and I shuffled the deck, and it's the first reading I've ever done with it. I never, like, really did that deck before. This Atlanta Fairchild. And I pulled that I'm a divine rebel with descending power. And my tiger spirit rises. Those are the three cards I pulled. And they explained everything to me. In the reading, it literally says, in the wording, you are the one that speaks the truth. Holy shit. Like, these are the exact words that I have in my memory. I'm not going to... It happened. Like, hotter things have happened before, but I'm thankful for this. that day changed my life. Because I knew that it wasn't a dream. I knew why that all of a sudden the anesthesia fucked me up so bad. Because I was crossing planes, I was crossing worlds. That's what fucked me up. That's what fucked up my energies. That's why I was so, like, kooky and sick and out of it. Yeah, because when you go across spiritual planes, it takes a little bit out of you, I'm guessing. You ever tried to astral project? Yeah, okay, exactly. If not, I've never actually tried, but I'm guessing I have. But anyway, that is my vision. That was my meeting with the Creator. And then I tested it 2 days later, and he showed me that my journey was over. That I did not have me lost and wandering and cold anymore. I could feel. I could be. And I know who I am and supposed to be now. I fell to my knees and I begged for help and I screamed. And the police came, and you know what? For the first time, I had been drinking. I was on paper. Probation. And I didn't go to jail. They released me to my mom. Because of the situation. Normally, I would have went to fucking jail, you guys. Because for a probation violation. They let me go. I did lie to the police. Chanting Papa. Officer Papa. Officer Papa. Thank you. We went to high school together. It was very crazy, but you showed me that not all cops are bad. And I heard that you were in the hospital with COVID. In the ICU, I really hope that you pulled through. I did not hear anything more of that. So I'm praying for you, and thank you, because you showed me something that not a lot of cops in Appleton have been able to. Well, you're outing me, so never mind, but and APD, thank you for letting me do me and advocate and let them get my message out there and not mess with me. When I did walk up and down College Avenue talking about human trafficking and how it's real and you need to be careful and this and that, you're damn right I did that. And it was so much fun and I didn't drink. And I got dressed up and I fucking got to throw a big F you to the feds because I was selling cornbread in Daisy Dukes on Halloween. And no one else was in the costume. It was the week before Halloween. Because they had more task force for that than they do to look for children. That was my message and I got it out there. And the next day my uncle passed away from COVID. And he was a great man. He was the one that got me started on this podcast, actually. Starting, he believed in my music. I don't know why, he was so sweet. I had no way in hell that I was ever going to be able to do it. No, I shouldn't say that. I still am going to be able to do it. I gotta get it fixed. I gotta just tweak it up a little bit. get the right lyrics out. I have an angel by my side. But I now look at it like his journey ended and mine began. Or was ending and mine was beginning. Because with every chapter that closed, door that closes, a new door opens. And that's not vain, that's the truth. So thank you. And that is my message, my vision, my meaning. Kind of caught me up for where I'm at. I'm still battling my demons. I'm just not posting them because I've had issues. And I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to see my daughter because of it. Because, yeah, that's kind of this is how I feel. I felt like they would keep her from me even farther, more than they already have. So, but now that's all changing because now you guys can see it in its own manifestation day by day. battle by battle. Go each battle I've got recorded. And that'll be the episodes, is that battle. So that's where I'm going from here on out. And I'll probably talk about the divine here and there. But other than that, I hope you guys enjoy seeing my anger for 29 years of refined anger and holy my feelings in. Because this is going to be a shit show. Literally. A shit show. And just so you know that I'm embarrassed by it, but I'm not. Because I felt these things. I don't feel them anymore. But I at the time, Oh, I did. I was heated. So enjoy. Laugh. Cry. Whatever. Shout. Give me a shout out. Let me know what you think. Make fun of me. Like, oh, is that how you feel about that one? Damn, girl. Blah, blah, blah. I love that shit. It's all good. Like, I can make fun of myself. I'm very good at that. But I'm no longer the butt of anyone's jokes either. So don't get it twisted. This is my therapy. This is how I healed. And I may be putting it out there for the world because someone else might need to know how to do it. And do it sooner than I did. Half of my life I spent angry and repressed and abused. I'm going to live this other half of my life happy, free, and happy, beautiful, and free. Because I always felt ugly back then, and now I actually feel beautiful without even makeup on. It's amazing how it happens when you transform. It's amazing. So this is me transforming and getting my well again and saying, just kidding, that was just the preview. This is take two of Betty Battles Her Demons. Take two. Or the do-over.
So I'm going to say this is my first podcast, and I have never done this before. Well, actually, I just had a trial run because I had to figure out what works and what doesn't work. Maybe I'll add some of those later, but I don't even remember what I said because I didn't know you could stop and start it and this and that. Hi, world. How are you doing? I'm going to give you the insight to what it's like to be me. It's gonna be quirky, it's very gonna be entertaining, and it's gonna be a lot of heartfelt stuff. I will warn you before anything. Sometimes this is probably not gonna be suitable for children under the ages of, I'm gonna say 14, 13. I mean, I don't lie, I don't hide my, I embrace my mistakes because I figured out that if you take two of your capital L's, your losses, and you put them 90 degrees and you put them back together, you make a W in the end. So if you you always learn from your loss, you'll win in the end. And that is the truth on that one. And I flushed the toilet because my son decided not to on me. We have that problem in my house. Some of my stuff is not going to be suitable for children. I will warn you before I do a podcast that it is going to be graphic, and then you need to not allow them, because I will talk about molestation and what happens to these kids, and I will be talking about drugs, I will talk about recovery, I will talk about my triumphs, my sorrows, I talk about trap, I talk about games, I talk a lot, because it's the thing that sets me free. I do not want my demons to come back. I literally took a photo from last year on this date, took one today, and the resemblance is, there's not even a resemblance. The before and after my transformation of what I just went through in the last year is amazing, and it's beautiful, and I cannot believe it. Like, a photo does not lie. The hatred is literally gone. The demons have left my body. I popped them by letting that beach ball fly. When I went to ministry in Stevens Point, and my son's playing on a Switch, so he's going to randomly make noises for me. You got a booster? Mama. That's my Riley.
I've always got Riley, try not to yell, okay? Mom's going to do we're doing a podcast. So, let's put it this way. If you hold your feelings in, imagine it's a beach ball. And let's say you suppress it and you push it underwater. What's going to happen when you let it go? It's going to explode and shot right out of the water, right? Well, that's what happens with what you do with drugs and alcohol. Or anytime you do not want to feel. You bottle it up and you hold it away and you put it in a time capsule for a later day. In the last year, I have let go of 27 years worth of repressed feelings. That's not true, not total. I got to maybe part of my 20s, some of them, bits and pieces. I've had a lot of losses. My losses started at the age of 5. I was 5 years old when I had my first chip. And if you don't know what that means, I will let you know, it's not a tip of a bullet. But it is a tip of a male genitalia. So when they say just the tip, it's not funny to me. That becomes sexual to a child. Grunt style? You might want, I know, fuck your feelings. I love that shirt. Don't get me wrong. I wear it all the fucking time and I love it. But just the tip is not, I promise, is not funny to me. And I would really like you to take it down. Because someone that has PTSD and that you work for the Army understands that, that's PTSD for me. Is it just the tip, I promise, is not something that's funny or a joke. That is the time, that is for me, I lost my virginity to at 5 without knowing it. Playing mommy in a basement, in a house. And that is a raw, savage-ass story. And yes, I'm going to have to put on there. Probably not suitable for anyone under the age of 16. I lied. I got no filter right now. And I'm not afraid, though. That's the best part. I'm not afraid to tell you guys this. I'm not afraid to talk about it. If Tom McDonald and Adam Calhoun and Struggle and Jelly and any of them ever get to this, come at me. You guys are my boys. I don't give a shit what anyone says. Church, oh my God. And Redneck Soldiers, you guys speak to me. Minithin. Country rap saved my soul. Your lyrics literally saved me. Helped me save myself. Because I didn't know how to do it, but I figured it out. I'm up to 106 recordings in my phone before I did a podcast. Because I didn't even know what a podcast could do. Well, I did it because I wanted to finally go after my dream of doing music. Which the devil told me that I would never be able to amount to, and I'd never have a career there because I would never amount to anything. Oh, by the way, the devil's my stepmother. Yeah, she turned out to be a female in the end, guys. And that's supposed to be a joke, didn't it? But it's not, because she really is the devil. And her birthday was Sunday, and I had crazy fucking signs all day. I literally said, Jelly said, I'm going to ride this bitch till the wheels fall off. And I look, and I'm walking across the street, and I look across the highway. Tell me where there's a blown out tire in the middle of the sidewalk where I'm supposed to stand in a perfect circle around. Like the wheel had just fallen off. And I was walking to Dollar Tree after going up against my two bug people and they, in darts. So I was very upset because I like to play darts when I get angry because I can't throw hands because I don't want to go back to OCJ, baby. It's OCJ, it's Allegheny County Jail. And it is not a motel and it's not a hotel and their food sucks and I do not want to stay and count. True story, 100%. Finlaw, I do not want to ever see you again unless it's a bar and we're doing Puerto Rican hookers. It's about the only time I want to see you in craft. You're still my boy. I cannot believe you actually went outside to look for that credit card. I know them kind of because I spent a little bit of time there. I own it and but a lot of times I shouldn't have been there. And this last time was the worst time because I had no one. I had two people pick up the phone. And one of them, I love her very, very much. But she can't deal with her anger issues. Mariah, I love you and I miss you. But we needed to pause. Okay, Riley, slow down and tell the world what happened. Wow, you're doing really good.
I'm Mario and that's Mario.
Oh, well, honey, there. You got a twin. It's okay. Go that's beat the twin. Beat the good one, not the evil one. You are not the evil one. I don't like it when you're evil. Mom's a twin. I'm a Gemini, by the way. So I can flip and flop. And so I fit in that that trap game and that rap game in the country, like hand in hand. I actually began my music career and I called myself the Redneck Trap Princess. Okay, that's not asking for an indictment. I don't know what the fuck is, but good job on that one, Jess. Glad you dropped that name. I was reminded of how crazy I was last year. And it popped up on my Facebook, and it was me in a little black dress. And it said, fuck the police on my hat, in like a stocking cap. My hair's cute. Didn't recognize myself, I had glasses. And my message to Facebook was, I was pointing the middle, flipping the bird, saying this goes out to the feds and all my haters. And that's my daughter calling. I will call you. I'll sign back on in a few minutes. And sorry about that. I always take my daughter's calls, and no matter what, I miss her very much. That is my faith. That's one of my sunshines. My sunshines, FYI, is my children. They are the ones that I gave their first sunrise to. And so in my music, I like to give things nicknames, and that's when I came up with my sunshines, because I used to sing that to each one of them, except for the twins. I used to sing, "You Are My Sunshine." That was one of the lullabies. And I sang that to Faith all the time when she was a baby. So she's my sunshine. And Riley is too, don't get me wrong. He's a little bit more of a difficult story in the end to tell. Feel a little bit more guilty on that one. It's harder for me to connect because of my guilt. And today I unleashed that beast and I set it free because I cannot stop blaming myself for it. Well, guess what, Jessica? You cannot change it. So all you gotta do is embrace it and try to fix it or try to help it for the future. That is all I can do. Because I let my addiction get the best of me when I was pregnant with my son, Riley. Now, wait a minute. I don't want you to go balls to the wall, because the first 5 months I didn't know I was pregnant either. It did take me till 7 to quit, but after I found out, it was very limited and very few and very in between, but it did happen. So yeah, addiction is a monster and it can take things from you, but the doctors do know. This is just me admitting it to the world, that I was that selfish, savage person that did not give a fuck. I just wanted to check out and not feel. So back to the beach ball. What happens when you suppress your feelings and you let them all go? You explode. Took me almost a year to get through. I got to 100 recordings. Some of those recordings are 4 hours long, where I'm talking about just random shit that happened to me growing up that I just let air out. And I haven't heard some of them, but I bet they could be some pretty good podcasts. Some of them I get angry and I'm very savage. Like, I will make you cry just because I can, without putting hands on you or physically. That's why rap is so amazing to me, is because I can take a situation and I can twist it and turn it and burn it and put my feelings to music, but I can twist those words. I can write the story, what happened, and then take it down, break it down, edit it, write a little bit more, twist it, twist that, flip that, turn that, and then lay it to tracks, and it's beautiful, and it's my drug now. And that's a healthy drug to have, and it's not illegal, so I'm not afraid I'm going to get caught for something. Because the trap games are getting serious. Everyone's getting indicted, everyone's getting federal time, everyone's getting... The drug game is just crazy. I know that. I know it. I do not miss that. No, you know what? I like to glorify that sometimes, and that's not okay as well. I should never glorify drug use, because drugs are addiction, and I am pro-marijuana, so Mary Jane, you can fly, but I do not no longer use it because I am on probation, and I do try to follow those rules time in and time out, because I do not want to go back to OCJ, and I have my trust with my probation officer, and we communicate and shit. In fact, I talk to her tomorrow, and I can't wait to tell her how much progress I have made. I went through an emotional overload this past weekend because I wrote about things that happened to me when I was a child that no child should ever have to know before they go to sex ed or ever figure it out on their own. No way in hell is that okay with me. And I I journaled about it. That is a huge step. That is the first step. That is amazing. Because I released some of that vulnerability and scaredness, that scared little girl. I let her out. And I'm not afraid to manifest our country about it. If people are not ready to jump on board and get on the wagon, because it's time to save these damn kids. So I'm not going to save our children. Save these damn kids. Betty Three Black said it best. Betty Three B Black. Let me explain and break that down to you. I started as a redneck trap princess. No, redneck princess is what I started with. And then I had a trap because I was stuck in those trap games. Because I could do regular hip-hop as well. Because I did live that lifestyle and I could write about it. And then I went on the run and I went on a year of self-discovery. And it was amazing. But in the end, I came up. How did I come up? Oh. When I went on the run, I said I was going to be Betty Black. Because Black Betty had a child and the damn thing went wild. And that was me. I was wild child. And I stuck. And then I realized that, okay, Betty's for beauty. That's one like a character, like a quality. What's the next one? Oh, well, she's a boss bitch and a beast. Okay, that's 3B. And then... what else am I? But I own it. I'm a black sheep. If you add that up together, it equals 5 B's. Just the initials alone is 5 B's. B apostrophe S. Betty, boss, bitch, beast, black sheep. That is it. That is what it stands for. It defines me. It's who I was meant to come out and be in the end, in the long run. I was meant to find her and let her own this inside of me and come out, and I'm ready for it. But I don't know if the world is, and I don't care because we're going balls to the wall. That is what's going to happen. And I really hope that people are... you know, I don't care what people think anymore. I do, but I don't. And I'm not... you're going to catch myself saying, I'm not sorry. Because every time I want to say I'm sorry, I'm going to say, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm going to be that random Tourette's girl, you know, that, I'm saving you, but I'm saving you. I'm just helping. No, what was it? I'm just trying to help you, or cash me outside. The type of that, I'd just be like, not sorry. There's a lot of abuse and trauma up in my head that I have been working through, because... That devil, he got 25 years of mental abuse up there. So there's a lot of damage done. And that's another thing I decided to do a podcast for, is so that people can see how messed up people really are with mental, that have mental issues. We may look normal, but we have scars and we that don't show, that you can't see because they're laid in our brain. Like, there's a reason that sometimes that I don't have the kids connections I don't, is because I can't connect on a certain level because of what happened to me when I was a child. But I'm trying to fix that. That nurturing thing is gone because I didn't have that. I love you, Mom. But you are a squirrel and you're not very observant. You are not at all. None of the least. And that is a problem, and that's why I notice things that you don't notice. Because I am very observant. Because of what happened. And no, Mom, I disagree with you. Yes, you may not remember a lot of stuff, but you did not protect me, and neither did my father. Both of you would let abusers get at me. And that is a true 100% fact right there. Because it happened. And I'm okay with it. But I get angry sometimes. Because when I get that way and I get overprotective, I get mama bear status with my children, I'm looked at like the villain and the bad one. No, Mom, it's not that I'm a bad one. It's the one, because I am scared that something like that would ever happen to my child. Because I don't want them to be like me. I don't want them to grow up with not being able to function. To a petite. And that's hands down my story. Like, I love my kids so much that I am very overprotective, and I'm that mama bear. Do not get between me and my cubs, and you're going to get out of there. Mauled to the wall and buried and end up for dinner. I'm not saying whose dinner, but you're going to be someone's dinner. Fried green tomatoes. Secrets in the sauce. I got jokes for days. But I relate to music better. So if you do want some good music, what I relate to today is Shot Through the Heart by Jelly Roll and Struggle. Fall in the Fall by Jelly Roll and Struggle. And what's another one that I was listening to? A Creature by Jelly and Struggle. You guys win today. Sorry. You're winning a lot, guys. I relate to your shit. And you guys are from Tennessee. Ooh-wee. Come up to the Northwoods. You can see how we do it up here. It's R-H-E-R-H-E-C. All day. Raise Helly Cornbread. Mix with that outlaw shit. We do it backwoods style, though. That Wisco shit. Because we like to drink and we like our cheese. We like our women and we love our Packers. But I guarantee you cannot outdrink me up in Hurley. And if you don't know what Hurley is, you better check that shit out, because it's where Wisconsin 51 ends at the top of Wisconsin, and the party begins. It's the best kept secret you've ever been to. But in the summer, it's kind of dead. So Rockstars, it's a great place to go and hide out, just like Capone and Dillinger and all them did. Because the shootout between the feds and John Dillinger are less than 20 miles away from Hurley. Did I mention that there's a lot of bars? And the lower district is, let's just say it's topless down there. We got 7 dance clubs, entertainment clubs, gentlemen's clubs, strip clubs, and I think it was 50, 60 some bars. It's famous Silver Street in Hurley, Wisconsin. Go Hurley Midgets. And I miss you, I love you, and Fontana gives you the best. But the fact that there were brothels back in the 20s and 30s and there's so much history is amazing, and I love history. So there's a little insight to me. I'm going to end this podcast because it's time for me to go play a board game with my son and do family time. But I'll be back in a little bit, and wish me luck because this is my first podcast, 2021.